In this part of the program, Iraq. Today at the United Nations, the Security Council was briefed by Chief Weapons Inspector Hans Blix on his talks with Iraqi officials. Meanwhile, the U.S. has not yet won broad support for a Security Council resolution threatening force against Iraq if it does not give up its weapons of mass destruction. Russia, China, and France, all with veto power in the Security Council, criticized the American proposal as too forceful.
Now to Capitol Hill. In the Senate, there is no consensus on the precise wording for a resolution to authorize the use of force, according to Majority Leader Tom Daschle. The leadership of the House agreed with the White House on language yesterday. Senators have begun debating the resolution. The two party leaders took to the floor to open the proceedings. First, we hear from the Republican leader, Trent Lott of Mississippi.
It is time that we take action to avoid some horrendous events that could occur if we don't. I believe we will give the president the authority he needs to deal with this problem.
Senator Lott was followed by the majority leader, Tom Daschle of South Dakota.
I am confident that as we begin this debate, we will debate with every expectation that in spite of what differences exist, the similarities will be far greater than the differences.
The Senate took some time getting to this business today. One of the holdups, a speech by Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia.
Do we want to abdicate congressional responsibility under the Constitution of the United States to this president or any president of any political party? Is that what we want? Do we want to be able to just wash our hands of it and say, it's all up to the president? We turn it all over to the president?